Why is mail-in balloting such a risk, Mike? I don't understand. Well, number one, it's unconstitutional. And if you just grab a copy, here's my well-worn copy of the U.S. Constitution, and you just read Article 1, you can find out all about this. The House of Representatives shall be composed of members chosen every second year by the people of the several states, and the electors in each state shall have the qualifications requisite for electors of the most numerous branch of the state legislature. Then it gives the qualifications on how you can become a member of the House of Representatives. When vacancies happen in representation from any state, the executive authority thereof shall issue all election, blah, blah, blah. Then it gives the terms and conditions under which the senators are chosen by the states. Here's where it gets interesting here. Article 1, Section 4. The times, places, and manners of holding elections for senators and representatives shall be prescribed in each state by the legislature thereof. But the Congress may at any time, by law, make or alter such regulations, except as to the places of choosing senators. Congress shall assemble at least once in every year, and meeting shall be on the first Monday in December, blah, 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 blah. And then there's more of this. But let's just go over this one more time. The times, places, and manners of holding elections for senators and representatives shall be prescribed in each state by the legislature thereof. But the Congress may at any time by law make or alter such regulations except to. Now, this is how the Voting Rights Act, they say it's constitutional because the Congress may alter this or that or the other. Folks, if you wanted to know what that meant in 1787, it basically meant that Congress could suggest what time or on which week all the elections should be held. Should they all be held the same day? In other words, could Congress pass a law, and they did, saying that, hey, you're Pennsylvania, you're having yours last week in October. New Teaneck, Teaneck's having their second week in November. We're going to make them all on the same day. That's what that clause means as it applies to Congress. Now, Nancy Pelosi's tried to hijack it and make it say, we're going to make it so that it's legal to have mail-in balloting in every state in the country. But here is the important clause. Can I share it with you again? So when COVID Karen or COVID Charlie come along and try and tell you that this is not the case, your governor can tell us when we're going to end the election, and they know it's best. No, they don't, and no, they can't. The operative part of the clause says thus, shall be prescribed in each state by the legislature thereof. And the courts have consistently ruled that governors and secretary of states of any of the states trying to alter that and trying to alter the manner in which elections are held, like, for example, saying that we can have all mail-in balloting, that the courts have consistently held that that clause says that only the legislature can change the times, manners, and places. Meaning the legislature can vote, and unfortunately many of them have, for this Electoral College madness. It basically says that in their state, it's a winner-take-all state. That if the let's just say that, like for Louisiana, there's seven congressional districts and two senators, that gives us 9 electoral votes. Okay. What if 8 or 7 6 of the 7 congressional districts go for Trump, and let's just say that New Orleans goes for the Democrat, Hillary or Biden. Again, right now, my money's on Hillary. Hillary or Biden. Can the elector from New Orleans vote for, when they send their ballots to the Congress to be counted, vote for Hillary? Well, unless Louisiana has said that it's a winner-take-all state, and I believe that we are, well, then, yeah, you'd send six votes plus two, that's eight, for Trump, and then one for Hillary. And that's me. I think that's the way it ought to work. I think it ought to be by district, with the danger being, of course, gerrymandering and rigging of districts so that the party in power tries to give itself an advantage in a presidential election. But note that the legislature has to do this. There is no legislative act that has been passed and is not going to pass in Ohio, for example, or in Pennsylvania, because those are two Republican-controlled houses, and they're not going to do it. Or in Michigan, another Republican-controlled house, not going to do it. Or in North Carolina, which is a Republican-controlled house, they're not going to do it. Virginia, now maybe. I don't know. These people are lunatics. They want to murder soon-to-be-born babies moments after they've actually escaped successfully their mother's womb. So who knows what Democrats, adrenal-grown, guzzling junkies, wannabes in Virginia are capable of. This is why, ladies and gentlemen, the executive authority of Governor He Cried Wolf, Governor Dim Whitmer, Governor Mike Drank DeWine are so vitally important. The court battles ought to start now. They should have started in the primaries so that precedents could have been set, and also in the state of Wisconsin as well. For these states that were won by Trump in 2016, count North Carolina in that number. It was a slim margin, but he won it. You can see what it is that the Democrats are doing. I'm going to talk about this every day until November the 3rd because it's going to happen. Conform your mind. What is truth? Conformity of the mind to reality. What's the reality? The Democrats. Those that are in the middle right now of the corona genocide, of the corona corona euthanasia event, if they were willing to do to a world population and to their populations in their own states, if they were willing to do this, what we have seen them do to get rid of President Trump and to try and elect their own guy to prevent this man from continuing to do whatever it is that he is that so threatens them and draining the swamp, what must be hidden there? I don't think people are looking at this properly. If these people are capable of the human misery and outright killing that has been perpetrated during the corona hoax and now second phase corona coup, who must be the author of this, and what is he not capable of? There is nothing they are not capable of doing. All signs now lead to November the 3rd, 2020. We can now easily see what the end game was here. Hey, and by the by, did Trump win the elderly vote from Hillary in 2016? Mitter Church, please, you're getting to the end and go, it sounds like Alex Jones. It's a simple question. Did Trump win the elderly vote in 2016? These states that we're talking about. And it's not Alex Jones.
I don't like them putting chemicals in the water that turn the freaking frogs gay. Do you understand that? Turn the freaking frogs gay. Serious crap gay. Frogs, freaking frogs. It's not funny. I'm going to say it real slow for you. Gay. Frogs.
Answer, yes. Yes. Can I give you another one?